Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, don't forget about this NFL season, Tony Gwynn Jr.
No.
Next week, training camp start. Let's get excited. Joining us for a Radio.com insider, Brian Baldinger, on the SDCCU fan hotline. Brian, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. How are you today?
Well, Chris and Tony, I'm doing great, man. It's good to be with you. I'm actually going to be out there at Chargers camp week from Sunday, the 28th. Okay. Practice starts at noon. I'm looking forward to seeing the Bolts and what they have this season, and I'm really excited about them.
What are some of the storylines you are most excited about heading into this 2019 season? Is it certain teams? Is it some of the rule changes? Is it a little bit of both?
I mean, just to the Chargers itself. I mean, just the drama that's unfolded here in the last couple of days about Melvin Gordon and see how that gets handled. I mean, Jadeveon Clowney and Melvin don't look like they're going to come to camp, although we haven't heard from Jadeveon yet, so I'm not sure. But, I mean, you always kind of worry about star players and Pro Bowl players and contracts and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see how they get worked out. But I don't know, like in the AFC, can anybody challenge the Patriots?
Right.
I mean, I thought the Chargers could, and they went up to Foxborough, and, you know, and the game was over in the first 30 minutes. So, and so if you look at that game, if you go, okay, that's where the Chargers season ended, you go, what happened? You go, well, I mean, the offensive line just did not perform, and they couldn't protect, and, you know, I mean, it was just it was dysfunctional. So, I mean, you know, in a big game, to be able to handle twist stunts that the way the Patriots gave them to them, the way they did throughout the postseason in Kansas City and then in the Super Bowl against the Rams, I mean, nobody could handle them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I would, if I was, you know, Anthony Lynn and you know, I was looking on that side of the ball, I'd be, you know, be working on those twist stunts all year long and all training camp long.
Brian, it was announced that Tyreek Hill will not receive any suspension from the NFL and and that was also the case as it pertains to charges off the field. It seems like the police department said there wasn't enough evidence. Do you agree with the NFL's decision based on all of that?
Well, it's hard to know, Tony. It's hard to know just what we don't know.
Right.
I mean, obviously the allegations that came out, you know, immediately, you know, they were stunning. And, you know, it was, you know, you would think, okay, he was never going to play again. I mean, the Chiefs were preparing for it. I mean, they went out and got, you know, a player from Georgia to sort of replace him. But, you know, I mean, that's why you got to just play out this whole process, you know. And he does have a history, obviously. And, you know, he had a history at Oklahoma State. He had a history early in his career at Kansas City. So that was working against him. But at the end of the day, he did not do anything to his son. And so regardless of what came out of a conversation, we don't know any of the context of the conversation. We haven't really listened to the whole thing. And so that's what the investigation is about. They got to find out if there's any fire where there was smoke. And, I'm fine with the due process. We have seen the league now kind of screw these things up, too. So
yeah,
I'm not saying that, you know, they're perfect. So I understand the question fully, Tony. But I don't know that we're going to get any more information about what happened. And if we don't, then we got to kind of just trust the process, I guess.
Yeah.
Brian Baldinger is with us from the NFL Network, Radio.com Insider, talking a little NFL football. Can't wait for the season to kick off. Training camps next week. Brian, what do you think about the new pass interference being reviewable rule? Tony brought that up when we were talking the other day, and I think it's going to be interesting. I hope that teams and, you know, don't use it the wrong way, but I always have a feeling with these things that it's going to take some getting used to.
Well, you know, the adjective interesting, that's just that's a mild adjective here, Chris. I mean, this thing. I mean, we sat in seminars with Al Riveron, the director of officiating, and I mean, just trying to get the explanation out, there was a million questions.
Yeah.
And what ifs. And so we can play that game, and that's what we should do. But we're not going to know till, you know, September 4th or September 7th or 8th. I mean, it's gonna blow up. It's gonna blow up in a way that nobody saw for its intent to blow up, but it's gonna happen. And so we're gonna be here next year revisiting it again. I think. I don't think this is gonna be a clean. Right. It's very, very difficult to understand all the different things. They're saying right now at the end of the Chargers Kansas City game that, you know, the catch or non-catch in the back of the end zone would be reviewable, and it wouldn't be a touchdown for the Chargers. I mean, it's you go and you try to say, okay, let's play this game, and that's what we did. We played a game. Catch, no catch. Foul, no foul. We played this game, and we couldn't get it right. We couldn't get a consensus. And we have a lot of smart football people in the room at the NFL Network. We could not get a consensus, Tony, on it. So it's not if, it's when it's going to blow up, because it's going to.
Yeah, this just seems like it has all the makeups of getting really messy.
I'm kind of looking forward to it because I like when things get a little out of hand.
You're right,
in the
Chris.
NFL.
It's going to be look, for our business, your business, it is going to be – they're going to put it on a silver platter for you.
Yeah, they are.
You know?
Yeah.
So you're going to have a lot to chew on Sunday nights and Monday afternoons and Monday nights.
Brian Baldinger joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, radio.com, sports, and NFL Insider. We talked a little bit about the Patriots, and, you know, it's hard to wrap our mind around anybody beating them at this point. You know, we watched the Chargers. I think a lot of us thought the Chargers could go up there, and it was
at least hang with them.
It was apparent really early that that wasn't going to be the case. Is there a dark horse team that can take down the Patriots, you think, in the AFC?
Well, I mean, like, I guess we all want to see what Cleveland's going to be. We know that they're, you know, they're paper tigers right now. We know that. But at some point, it may not happen week one or week two, but at some point, either the Cleveland Browns are to come together and they're going to be a formidable unit and a tough out, or they're not. But nobody knows. Right. We don't know how they're going to respond to Freddie Kitchens. We don't know. I mean, they have played a lot of dummy head football, even during last year against the Raiders. I mean, just did some stupid things to lose games. Are, you know, do they lose? You know, do they stop swallowing that stupid pill and play smart football? Because that's what you have to do to compete against the Patriots. You cannot beat yourselves.
Yeah.
You will not never beat that team if you're beating yourself. I mean, it's hard enough to beat them as it is. But we got to see. I mean, they got a lot of talent. They got a lot of weapons. They got a young hotshot quarterback that I love. We got to see what Patrick Mahomes does in his third year. I mean, those two teams look like they may be able to score a lot of points. And I think the Chargers are going to be every bit as good, if not better, than they were last year. So, I mean, is there a dark horse team? You know, can the Baltimore Ravens, with this Lamar Jackson, can they get to the postseason playing like they did at the end of the season last year? You know, I mean, and does he get better? Because if your quarterback can't play at a high level, then you're not gonna get to the postseason. You're not gonna be any good in the postseason.
Brian, one more thing for me. I wanted to ask you, what do you think about Kyler Murray in Arizona and also about the college coach Cliff Kingsbury moving into the NFL without really gigantic college credentials? I mean, other than the fact that everybody thinks he's a genius, they probably won't think that if Arizona starts losing some games. He's in a tough situation. How do you think that's going to play out? Because I think that's going to be fun to keep an eye on.
Well, I'm a big fan of both. I do Big 12 games on Saturdays for Fox, so I have been to Oklahoma. I'm a huge fan of Kyler Murray and what he did a year ago. I thought he would win the Heisman. He did. I'm a fan of the person and the player. I want to see Kyler in Cliff's offense. We know that he has coached Baker Mayfield. He has coached Patrick Mahomes, and we've seen what those guys have done early in their careers. I don't think – now, he's got to coach a lot more than the quarterback. I mean, he's got 53 guys he's got to coach. I think it's going to be an uphill and an upstream battle for Cliff. But I'm pulling for him, and I'm just like you. I want to see him in training camp. I want to watch all the preseason games. I want to be in the film room on Monday mornings watching what they're doing. Because, let's face it, Cliff has not run an offense. He's been at Texas Tech for 6 years. I haven't seen him run an offense with a tight end on the field. Now, you can't do that in the NFL. So I got to see how he adjusts, and he has to adjust. And I got to see this coaching staff that he knows very little about, how he puts that together and how they perform for him.
Interesting stuff. Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network and Radio.com Football Insider. Thanks so much for your time. Hey, Brian, we'll give you a call as soon as the pass interference rule starts to mess
okay.
up. We'll,
all right. We'll be on the speed dial for that one, all right?
That would be great.
I'm ready for it right now.
Have fun this preseason. Right. We'll see you. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Chris Tone. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.